Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Tumultuous drops in world stock indices in recent weeks demonstrate why everyone should own some physical gold and silver. Early last week, the Shanghai Composite Index fell more than 40% from its June high, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down more than 13% from its peak 6 weeks earlier. Since then, governments worldwide have engaged in extraordinary manipulations to prop up stock markets and suppress gold and silver prices. Here are some details. As revealed last year, governments, central banks, and sovereign investment funds now own more than half of the value of all worldwide exchange-traded stocks. This creates a huge incentive for governments to prop up stock values to support their paper currencies. In 1988, the U.S. government established the Working Group on Financial Markets, often called the Plunge Protection Team. In 2008, the Plunge Protection Team took multiple actions to stabilize U.S. financial markets. There is no reason to believe this team is sitting on the sidelines today. Going back to 1934, the U.S. government established the Exchange Stabilization Fund to explicitly manipulate the values of gold and stocks and bond markets. Gold and silver have a multi-thousand-year track record of never failing as money. In contrast, the average paper currency, so far, fails after 40 years. Governments don't want people dumping paper assets like stocks, bonds, and paper currencies to acquire assets with a record of safety. Therefore, they are doing everything they can now to prop up the value of paper assets and suppress prices of gold and silver. Despite this, huge shortages of physical gold and silver supplies are developing. Demand just from China and India thus far this year has exceeded global mine output. Jewelry manufacturers may be unable to adequately supply retailers for this year's holiday season sales. I think there is a significant prospect of much higher precious metals prices before the end of this year, once governments exhaust their abilities to prop up paper assets. Consequently, I believe that everyone should own some physical gold and silver at today's bargain prices as a form of financial insurance. That's it for this time. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.